The women's game is luring brands which have previously been shut out of the sport because of the way sponsorships of women's teams were bundled with those of men's sides. Avon, a beauty and cosmetics company, became the first to sponsor a women's professional football club, signing an exclusive deal with Liverpool FC Women in 2017. In April, Boots, a pharmacy chain, struck partnerships with the national teams of England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, as well as the Irish Republic. Arkema, a chemicals firm, recently bought the naming rights to the top French women's league in a deal worth €1 million. That's $1.1 million a year over 3 years. Peanuts compared with the €15 million a year the men's league receives from its main sponsor, but a start. 60% of women's football teams in the biggest leagues now sport front-of-shirt patrons different to those for the men's team at the same club, according to Deloitte. The consultancy reckons this could approach 100% by the next World Cup in 2023. The number of European national associations with dedicated women's football sponsors rose from 9 in 2013 to 17 in 2017. Kelly Simmons, director of the professional women's game at England's Football Association, says that these multi-million pound deals have been transformative. The big bucks, though, will come with broadcasting rights. Men's English Premier League games bring in more than £3 billion a year from broadcasters. France's top female league sold five-year rights to Canal Plus, a pay TV firm, for €6 million, a trifle but six times more than 2 years ago. TF1, the most popular French TV station, raised ad prices twice in a week for France matches, earning an estimated €9 million as the home team reached the knockout stages. In Britain, women's football rights were handed over to BT, a telecoms company, and the BBC, the public broadcaster, at virtually no cost. Expect negotiations for new contracts, set to begin now that the tournament is over, to be much more of a contest.